Hello, welcome to Leeds University Business School's Research and Innovation Podcast. I'm Alex Keville, lecturer in Enterprise and Entrepreneurship at Leeds University Business School.
Hello, I am Mariana Estrada-Robles, also from Leeds University Business School, and I am a lecturer in Enterprise.
And I am Celine Kars from the University of West of England. I'm an Associate Professor in Organization Studies at Bristol Business School.
In this episode, we will be discussing digital transformation in SMEs, small and medium-sized enterprises. In particular, we will be discussing the experience of SME practitioners in their quest for digitalization. We will also be sharing a model that SME practitioners can adopt to support their digitalization journey. These insights are a result of a study we conducted in collaboration between the University of Leeds and the University of West England, which was funded by a Leverhulme grant from the British Academy.
Great. So first of all, let's share a little bit of the context around SMEs and digitalization. So on one hand, we know that small and medium enterprises are the backbone of the economy around the world. In the UK, for example, SMEs account for 99% of the total business population and employ around 61% of the workforce. At the same time, SMEs tend to be more affected by volatile environments and economic shocks like the ones we have been experiencing in recent years. And this is where digitalization can play a role, because it can help not only short-term resilience for SMEs, but can also lead to long-term advantages for them. Well, digitalization, we know, is widely recognized as a game changer for businesses and economies. We see that at an organizational level, it can stimulate productivity, it can help with innovation and growth, which in turn is really good for the economy nationally and globally. And we have some examples in SMEs with a strong online presence. They can grow as twice as quickly as those with minimal or no presence online. Also, we see in SMEs that have this digital presence that they export twice as much and can create twice as many jobs. So generally, having a digital presence is quite positive for SME. And it can take different forms, really, from just that online presence, social media, or digital payments, digital apps, and around some other aspects like cybersecurity or adopting artificial intelligence as well. So there are different levels that SMEs can adopt digital aspects into their functions or, you know, operations. But despite this importance and these benefits that we see around digital transformation, we see that SMEs tend to lag behind larger firms in this digital adoption. And this is still the case even with wide policy interventions, even with wide government support being provided to seek this digital transformation.
Well, talking about the government support, in the UK, the government has invested widely on helping SMEs to develop digital skills. For example, only this year, and actually it is in the budget for 2025, there has been a significant investment on upskilling artificial intelligence for businesses. This is really to support SMEs to unlock opportunities that artificial intelligence could bring to their organizations, to develop their skills to engage with artificial intelligence effectively in order to grow locally and nationally. Another very popular government investment and policy intervention is around the funding that they provide for skills at boot camps, including digital boot camps, to address this capability deficit by improving digital capabilities of SME practitioners. So there are lots of training programs available in the areas such as digital marketing or digital transformation. And these skills boot camps are digital or physical learning spaces focused on training skills and competencies for specific technologies. They can also cover some strategic aspects of digitalization or overall benefits of technology. And because there is a lot of investment into this area, and because they are quite popular and widespread in their application, in our research, we wanted to know more about the practical impact of such digital learning programs in the context of SMEs.
Building from what Mariana and Selin mentioned, we embarked on an 18-month collaborative research project. We wanted to investigate SME practitioners' attitudes towards and experiences of digital capability development. Our study involved 77 SME practitioners in the northwest and southwest of England. The participants were drawn from 5 cohorts of 3 different learning programs. And these programs were designed to support the digital capability development of SMEs. So during the program, we invited participants to take part in a group reflection session facilitated using Lego Serious Play. In the process of building Lego models, participants were able to share their attitudes toward digitalization and offered their reflections on their digital transformation experiences in their organizations. We analyzed the models themselves, and we also analyzed the participants' verbal interpretations of the models. We also analyzed follow-up interviews that were conducted with some participants after they completed the program.
Yeah, so after all this analysis stage and with using this innovative research method, the Lego Serious Play and the interviews, we were able to understand a little bit better the SME's digital transformation journey. And in that, we found that while learning programs aimed at supporting SMEs' digitalization, well, they typically focus on individual learning. So when participants go back to their organizations seeking to implement these all positive changes and implement new things, well, they are faced with several challenges. And we found that those challenges tend to be more relational than technical. So really, digital transformation requires more than technical competence and individual knowledge. So we need those individuals who have that confidence and sense of purpose that learning programs can enhance, again, on an individual level. But we also need to look into that substantial relational work within the organization. So in short, what we found is that digital transformation is as much about people and relationships as it is about those technical and digital skills. So understanding that crucial relational side of SMEs around digital transformation can provide new insights into how these organizations can be helped and supported to develop their digital capabilities.
And we really noticed that actually participants, by taking part in these learning programs, they have developed a clear sense of personal agency. They were able to perceive themselves as proactive drivers of digital change. Not all of these practitioners were leaders in their organizations. We also worked with people who were quite in junior roles in the organization. Yet, through the participation in these learning programs, they were able to see how they can enact some meaningful change in their organizations in order to drive the digital transformation. So they have developed this pro-digital mindset almost, where they were feeling quite passionate about the importance of digital transformation, but they also gained the confidence and the skills that enabled them to convey and appropriately position this digital vision in order to gain buy-in from the people in their organization. So the learning programs were quite important to give a sense of like confidence, self-efficacy to the participants. And they then were able to go back to their organization. It's almost like greater credibility and legitimacy. Probably they sort of felt that they know what they were doing and they were able to communicate what they were doing with confidence to their superiors, but also to their peers. So we drew together these insights from our research to develop a model that can guide SME practitioners in developing digital capabilities in their organization. The model can also be used by governments, you know, policymakers, or like supporting institutions in order to inform these policy interventions and learning programs. In order to make the model as memorable as possible, we called it the ADAPT model, and it has five dimensions. Alex, do you want to tell us a little bit about what the model includes?
Yeah, absolutely. The ADAPT model stands for Agency, Destination, Association, Progress, and Tapestry. So we're going to explain each of these elements that comprise our ADAPT model. In terms of agency, as mentioned briefly earlier in this podcast, this involves not only gaining technical skills, but also understanding how to leverage these skills effectively within the organization with competence and with confidence as well. SME leaders could be integral by either enacting their own agency to drive digital transformations or by creating an environment within the organization in which pro-digital practitioners, so practitioners with the digital mindset, can enact their agency to drive digitalization. Next comes D, which is for destinations. Destination involves setting clear, actionable milestones and aligning digital efforts with broader organizational objectives. This resonates with our research participants who mentioned that planning clear milestones gives structure and focus on the path towards digital transformation. The destination dimension also reflects the notion that a well-articulated destination ensures that digital transformation efforts are purposeful and that progress can be effectively measured and managed along the way. The destination dimension clearly suggests that formal planning and strategizing is really important in the journey towards digital transformation. But actually, when we look at SMEs, often formal planning and strategizing could be particularly challenging. SMEs often lack time. They often perhaps don't have the strategic planning experience or capabilities that you might find in larger organizations. And therefore, it can be a real challenge for them.
Yeah, and following on our ADAPT model, so Alex has gone through agency and destination. The next aspect is association, okay? So association, we see that it covers the importance of engaging with others across the organization. So with this, we're trying to solve the problem of that individual learning and how it's difficult to transfer to the organization. So we try to anchor those individual level digital capabilities through strong relationships in the organization. So we suggest SME practitioners to create supportive networks within their firms, because this way they will be better positioned to overcome that resistance from others in trying to make these changes and in trying to apply those digital skills into their organization. The following, again, on the ADAPT model, we go to the P dimension, which stands for progress. So in terms of progress, it doesn't mean it has to be really big changes. So we're talking about incremental progress as an enabler for digital transformation. So the progress element captures how practitioners who set small and measurable goals can build momentum and maintain that motivation throughout their digitalization journey. So we really suggest SME practitioners to aim for regular progress reviews This is very important and useful to enable reflection and to capture achievements and really to know where they're sitting, in what position they are at the moment. But we also appreciate that SMEs, and with what Alex mentioned about their lack of time, it is challenging to set this time aside to undertake these reviews. So it's a little bit about stepping away from the day-to-day operations to reflect and to undertake that systematic progress that really requires attention.
And finally, the T in the ADAPT model stands for tapestry. So the tapestry dimension captures how newly acquired digital capabilities can be embedded into the fabric of existing capabilities in the SMEs. So it says about digital harmonization, and it involves really considering how integration of new technologies, new digital approaches can go hand in hand with either existing technologies or maybe even with like more analog way of doing things. So if you are using digital marketing like Google Analytics, how it would go together with your other ways, maybe more analog ways of marketing your products or managing your customer relationships. Essentially, we recommend that looking at digital transformation through a relational lens is a much more beneficial way for SMEs. So it's not digital transformation. It's not solely a technical challenge. It is actually a relational challenge where you should be paying attention to the relationship with stakeholders, the relationship with different technologies. So our research really evidences the interplay between these competencies, these technical technological competencies, and the relational dynamics in the context of digital transformation. We really emphasize the power of relationships, I guess, through our research. But this isn't only intended as an academic piece of research, because actually what we hope to achieve is to help SME practitioners in their digital journey by helping them to focus on the dimensions of ADAPT model and perhaps see and evaluate where they stand with respect to the clarity of their destination or the quality of their association or the scope and depth of the tapestry. And we would also like to enable policymakers and involved institutions to develop better evidence-based capability development schemes in a way that incorporates this relational dynamics into the program offerings.
So to conclude, following the ADAPT model will allow SME practitioners to drive the digital transformation in their organizations by harnessing their skills and capabilities in a collaborative environment, with a positive impact becoming more and more evident as technology integrates through the core of the organization. Thank you so much for listening. And if you're interested in learning more about this project, we would love for you to get in touch with us. Details are available in the episode show notes.